What's up, Video Landers? I'm your host, Brad McBoom, and with me tonight is my co-host with the most,
Seth Fisher.
And real quick, before we get started, I want to remind everyone that you can find us on adventuresinvideoland.com or on our Facebook at Adventures in Videoland. We are critics with attitude, which means we are uncensored, so please proceed with caution. Also, spoiler alert, if you don't want any potential spoilers, pause the episode and come back later. All right, Seth. It's been 10 years since Everything Was Awesome.
Sheesh, I feel old.
Isn't that crazy? Lego Movie is already 10 years old.
You remember when that was like cutting edge?
Lego Movie in 2014? Yeah.
Yes. It's wild.
That's before Barbie.
I know.
Pre-Barbie world.
Barbie's just like, don't you remember like cutting edge technology? That was like, dude, I've never seen anything like this.
Dude, I actually...
Now we got like Spider-Verse and Turtles we're pushing animation and like the different layers of stuff. Like it's just, Lego Movie kind of was the first thing that kind of did that.
Dude, I love the lighting.
Yeah.
The lighting in the Lego movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never hear anybody talk about the lighting in Lego movies. It's amazing. Like,
yeah.
But I've seen Lego Batman probably 100 times.
Yeah.
Lighting is amazing.
It's arguably the best Batman movie, let's be honest.
It's, you know, I've never broke it down and thought about it, but it's a fucking great Batman movie, man.
Up there, yeah.
But this is crazy. 10 years old. Someone told me this week that it was 10 years old. I was like, get the fuck out of here. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I felt old as shit, man. And it makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Came out in 2014.
Yeah.
But it just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 years old. What'd your wife think? Because she knows we're talking about this tonight. Was she blown away by that? Or was she like, hey, yeah, dumbasses, it's 10 years old.
I mean, I don't know if she... I don't know if the Lego movies hit. I know she liked the first one. I know she liked Lego Batman. I think she just liked them.
Okay.
I don't know if she really even like...
Well, you and I were talking to my wife before we came out to the studio.
Yeah.
And we told her it was 10 years old. And she was like... Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it's weird to think about. But, I mean, it's been gone for a long time, too.
When was the last Lego movie? Was it 2019? 2018?
It was right around there, because wasn't... One was 2017, and then, like, there was one shortly after that, and then they just stopped.
Lego 2 was, I think, 2019.
Yeah, and then that would be it.
That was it, yeah. So that's been five... So, yeah, that's...
It's weird.
Yeah, that's been 5 years ago.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
So, decade old... Almost half a decade without a Lego movie.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
That is not good.
So to celebrate its 10-year anniversary, we're not wearing any pants!
But not
Lego movie joke.
Yeah.
No, but to celebrate its 10-year anniversary, Jill Wilfert, she's the head honcho of everything Lego. She did an interview with Variety. I sent you a link to that interview. Did you get a chance to read that?
Skimmed it, yeah.
It's a long one.
It is lengthy.
It's long.
Yeah.
It's, we're not going to talk about that entire interview tonight because it's too much to go over. We'd be here for an hour talking about it. But I have it pulled up, looking at it right now. She basically talks about the Lego franchise, how they are no longer with Warner Brothers. They're with Universal now. And how they are in active development on a whole range of ideas and concepts with Universal. Very interesting, though, she also declined in this interview to confirm that Universal hired the Nee brothers to direct a new hybrid animated live-action Lego movie. So let's stop there. Again, to our listeners, you can find the entire interview over at Variety. First off, doesn't this suck, man, that Lego is... over at Universal and not at Warner Brothers?
Well, it's just weird that, like, you have something that's working. You have something that's good. And then all of a sudden, like, we'll just sell it and we'll just move it completely. And then maybe they're rebooting, maybe they're not.
We'll get into that. It was working for us,
but
I don't think it was working financially
for
the studio. So I get it. We'll break that down here in a minute. But, man, I love the team over at Warner Brothers that was working on these Lego movies.
Yeah.
You know, Chris McKay and Lord Miller and Dan Lin. I think they had something special. So it really sucks that, you know, that's done.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's over at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So around this time last year, Variety reported, same person who did this interview, right, along with a lot of other scoopers, that the Nee brothers, who previously directed Lost City, were directing the next Lego movie. Have you ever seen Lost City?
No.
Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum?
No.
Okay, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
Seems like a very random creative team, doesn't it?
Well, what do they know about Legos?
Yeah, I guess we could say the same. Like, what did Lord and Miller know about Legos?
Yeah, but they
right?
came from, like, at least a comedy background
yeah.
and stuff. So that's kind of my thought.
Lost City, I think, is supposed to be humorous. It's like an adventure, you know?
Oh, wait!
It's that adventure movie with Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock.
Gosh, you're going to hate me. I saw this in the theater. Yes.
Is it that forgettable?
I just was like, I don't know what you were talking about.
So was it good? Was it funny?
I mean...
Is it underrated? There you go. Let's talk about that.
So I thought the movie was fine. It does scratch that kind of like, you know, we love that kind of pulpy... 1920s kind of feel, because that's what it is. It's an adventure movie. And, you know, a woman finding herself and everything through all, through this kind of adventure. She's,
So it's no Indiana Jones.
No, is anything Indiana like, Jones?
No.
Come on, man.
It's like, Come on, man, are you crazy?
Exactly. Dr. Jones. Maybe better than Indiana Jones 5, but...
Have you ever seen Romancing the Stone?
Yeah.
Is it Romancing the Stone good?
You know, that's the thing. I watched Romancing the Stone last year, and I was like, I don't get it. I don't know what people like about this. There's, like, one good part of that movie, but I thought it was just fine.
I like it. Don't love it, but
yeah.
it's good.
Yeah.
Would you say Lost City is better than Romancing the Stone?
They're definitely different. Like,
okay.
Yeah,
so
they're
that's
definitely different. Yeah,
kind of what I was thinking it was like. I've never seen it.
Gotcha. But yeah, I mean, it's adventure movie. She's trying to get over the death of her ex-husband.
Okay, so the Nee brothers, do you think they have what it takes to make a good Lego movie?
I don't know. That's the whole thing is, again, parts of that movie were funny.
Okay.
But then there was other parts that just kind of, fell a little flat.
Okay, yeah. Maybe if I watch Lost City, you know, it would make more sense and I'd be like, okay, these are the guys.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
You didn't walk out of the theater being like, get me the Nee brothers. They need to make Lego Batman 2.
Exactly.
Okay. Seems very random to me.
Yeah.
But what's very interesting here is the Lego deal with Universal expires in 2025, next year.
Okay.
Don't you think that it's weird that she didn't confirm a Lego movie while she was being interviewed by Variety?
Do you know how long they've had it?
5 years.
So since...
It was a 5-year deal.
So, basically... So, the last movie plummets, they sell it, and one's done anything with it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what it seems like, yeah, because it was a 5-year deal, and...
It's so weird. It's like, why buy something, and then not do anything with it for 5 years?
This seems like the best time to plug your new movie, too, right? Like, you're talking to Variety, it's a huge outlet.
And let alone deny... Or, like, not comment about that. Oh, well, I'm not going to say
perfect this. Press. Free press.
Yes.
I would have been like, yeah, we're celebrating 10 years of the Lego movie. We're working on our newest movie right now with the Nee brothers. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Do they even have enough time to get a movie if she's not even admitting that?
I don't think so. Right now.
It takes a long time to make a movie.
So she didn't comment. So the movie is not in front of cameras.
No.
It's supposed to be a live action.
Kind of hybrid.
Hybrid, right? Yeah. So they haven't started filming. Yeah, like a year turnaround? So say it expires 2025 December, right? Yeah. You have to have this movie out by then.
Yeah.
It's possible, but they got to get rolling on that real soon.
For lack of a better term, it ain't no Saw movie where you can turn it around in like 45 days. Yeah, that those were known.
Great example, for sure.
Those were known for that you could like, you know, they shot and edited them in like 45 days.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but... I don't know, especially with, like, you know, you're doing a stop-motion hybrid with live action. It's just, I don't know how you get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they lose the deal with Universal?
If I was betting, man, yes.
A lot of people want the Lego franchise to go over to Netflix. Dan Lin, the producer of all the Lego movies, is, like, the top dog now.
Okay.
He got a big promotion.
Oh, okay, cool.
Producer of all the Lego movies. Now he's the top dog of the film division.
At Netflix?
At Netflix. Okay. So, do you think something's cooking there?
But here's the other thing, though, too, is like, what properties does Netflix have? Or would you just be okay? Like, because I don't, like,
yeah.
Look out, Emmett, it's Squid Games! That, like, you know yeah. what I mean? That it's like...
oh, I love
you
it!
You got it!
Squid Game! Lego Movie!
Yeah, they're like...
That is brilliant.
Thanks.
I buy it. What else they got?
Look out, it's the Demogorgon. It's like, yeah.
Stranger Things. Dude, you're onto something. Yeah. I honestly think them working with Netflix might be better when you're talking about the franchises yeah. than Universal. I already want to see the Squid Game Stranger Things.
Yeah, hybrid.
Yeah, that okay. sounds fantastic. Sign gotcha. Me up for that shit.
Okay.
A little bit of Bird Box in there?
Yeah, exactly. Blindfold yourself! It's Bird Box!
That's
yeah.
hilarious, dude. Yeah. Airbender? Is Airbender Netflix now?
Like they're tied with Nickelodeon, so okay. yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting. I guess, you know, Lego Movie and Lego Batman, I think they had to lease out some characters because they had Star Wars, right? And Star Wars is well, Disney, not it, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, but it was weird, though, too, because, like, you got Lando
yeah.
and Chewbacca. In the Falcon.
So you, probably just, leased, you probably just
you like, I, it was really weird. I think that they only got certain things from Star Wars. It wasn't yeah. like that they got to go...
But
like,
the bulk yeah. of it was Warner Brothers
Oh, yeah,
characters.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had all the DC guys. You had the Lord of the Rings guys. It was all the properties that they've made Legos out of already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could be cooking something up with Netflix.
Maybe.
You know, if they don't get that movie made by 2025.
Do you think he cares enough to try to go get it back?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I really don't. Know what to think about this. It's fun to speculate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no idea. It seems like she was talking up their relationship with her relationship with Universal.
Okay.
So
that is
maybe
odd.
We'll hear. And CinemaCon was this week.
And they didn't even say anything.
That's crazy, right? So you have this interview with Variety.
Yeah.
And then you have CinemaCon.
Yeah.
Which is all the, you know, you find out all the scoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is
she probably
it's,
can't.
It's strange to me.
She probably can't talk about it because they're not going to be able to make something in time.
That's probably.
And so
it.
Why even get somebody's hopes up? Why and then they don't want to make themselves look bad either.
Yeah.
So it's just you know no news is good news.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So anyway, I figured we would talk about what's going on with Lego and then where it's currently at.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
You know what's going on with Lego? They're making a Barad-dûr set. That's Sauron's tower.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
Like, it's like half my height.
Okay.
That's coming out later this year, supposedly.
Do you have any other Lego sets?
I don't, but I might buy that. Okay. Like, I'd be like, that, just because I think that would be really fun to build. I like okay. the, you know, the Eye of Sauron. Yeah, that like...
Aren't you glad I'm not into Lego?
I don't know where you'd put any in here. I know.
This place is covered in VHS tapes and helmets and Star Wars shit and
comic books.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know where I'd put Lego stuff.
I don't know where you'd put like a 2-foot... tower.
It's actually funny. In that top drawer over there
yeah.
is a shitload of Lego figurines.
Oh, you like the little minifigs?
Yeah, because my daughter and I were collecting them
yeah.
When the Lego movies were coming out.
Like, yeah.
We have a really tight relationship with the Lego movies. It was
yeah.
something that we just kind of bonded over.
Yeah.
So we kept on buying those mini packs.
Yeah.
So I got shitloads of those. Actually, I used to have them on my shelf.
Yeah.
And I started collecting like 100 of them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shit gets dusty.
Ran
and it's
out
like,
of
it's
shelf
like, oh
space.
My God. Yeah.
yeah.
And it's just... Yeah, it just, it's too much.
Yeah.
There's one that I want, and I almost bought it. It's like $200. It's the Optimus Prime.
Oh, okay, gotcha. The Optimus Prime. I thought you were talking about a mini Lego minifigure.
Oh, no,
and
no,
I'm just
yeah.
like,
it's,
good
it's
job,
a,
Brad.
It's like,
Oh, no, he transforms. I've seen him.
Dude, it looks so cool. And it's
yeah.
the OG design.
Yeah.
He's
the box truck.
Yeah, it looks
yeah.
so cool. Haven't spent the money on it. Like you said, I don't know where I'd put it. But...
He'd be pretty cool on the table
oh,
here.
Dude,
he could
be
transforming
so cool.
while we're talking. Yeah.
It looks so cool. Yeah. And then Brandon Saltzman and Kyle Brown are huge collectors.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give them a shout out.
But yeah.
every time I see them putting something together, it's like, I want.
Yeah.
I want something.
I gotcha.
And I want to get that Transformers one, but I probably won't.
I understand.
But anyway, let's talk about some box office numbers.
Okay.
All right. It's something that I'm very fascinated in. And we talk about box office numbers a lot. Do you know how much the first Lego movie made?
Hit me with it.
$468 million globally. You know what
okay.
the budget was? This is impressive.
Yeah.
2014, right?
Yeah.
$60 million.
It's not bad.
That's a good return.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I like that.
Yeah, everything was awesome.
Yeah, everything
yes.
was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
12% boost. In Lego cells.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And, like, you know, what an ingenious thing is that they could have Lego Movie Legos to help boost, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's kind of crazy that you have the thing that the thing's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that made them the largest toy company in the world, beating out Mattel in 2014.
Wow. Okay.
So everything was awesome.
Exactly. Yes. Everything was awesome.
Now, how much do you think the next movie made?
Lego Batman?
Lego Batman.
I bet it made a little bit less.
It did.
Yeah. Because Batman's niche. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
See, I figured Batman, Lego Batman would make more than Lego 1 just because of Batman.
Yeah.
$312 million. So
how much was the budget?
$80 million.
So it's a little bit more expensive, but still not a bad return.
Yeah, I think that's it's a decent return.
Yeah.
Obviously, they want movies to go up.
They want them all to be a billion. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's only $53 billion movies.
Well, we've been through them all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, <they're> like, Lego's never made a billion, but they want to see an upward trend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A great example of an upward trend is John Wick.
Yeah, they just keep getting...
Every John Wick movie makes more money than the last one.
Yeah.
Not so much with Lego Batman here. So it lost, didn't lose money. It still had a decent return at $312 on an $80 million budget. But, you know, you start to see it come down a little bit.
But I would say, in my opinion, this is mine, I think Lego Batman is a superior movie.
So do I.
To the first one. Yeah.
It's funny. I asked a lot of people this week, actually over the last 2 weeks, what their favorite was. And it was like, Lego movie. Like, a lot of people like Lego Movie over Lego Batman. I don't get that.
Well, maybe that's why it made less money.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So, Ninjago. Yeah. How much do you think Ninjago made?
I bet it didn't make very much money at all. Yeah, because unfortunately, I went and saw it because it was a Lego movie. Uh-huh. But I don't know dick about
Ninjago.
Yeah, about Ninjago. Nothing.
$123 million.
On a budget of what?
Don't have the budget, but... You know, probably, let's say it was 40-50. And that's, you know, giving it the lowest
budget.
Just
remember, like, I liked the father-son, like, relationship in that. Because all the Lego movies kind of have an issue with father and son and stuff like that. Lloyd. Yeah. I remember that. Like, I thought that was funny. But, like, I didn't know enough about Ninjago or ninjas and evil bad guy wizards. I just didn't care.
Yeah, and it was a new toy line for Lego. It was like, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, I think that it had been around, like, at least a decade, I feel like, at that point. I just thought it was a weird choice.
Yeah, it's kind of a cocky move
from
Lego, because, like, at that time, you had Lego, Lego Batman. Why not do Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, you know?
One of their other franchises.
Yeah, because I just think, you know, a Batman, Lego Batman, it makes sense to do a spinoff.
Yes.
Because, you know, Batman was in Lego.
Well, I was going to say, and, I mean, he was a lot of people really liked him in Lego.
Yeah, and Will Arnett.
Yes.
Fucking great as Batman. Yes. But your average movie-going audience didn't give two dicks about Ninjago.
About the Ninjago.
Yeah, and Ninjago was missing something. Like, it wasn't as funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't as crisp as
I don't even think the animation was as good either.
Yeah.
Like how the, you know, like how they, how the Lego movies move. Yeah. I don't feel like it was even as good.
Ninjago blows.
Wow.
I really did not like Ninjago. Wow. I was bored. I really like all three Lego movies, Lego 2 and Lego Batman. I don't think, if I was marathoning, just me, just fucking
You'd
off in the
Ninjago?
Studio, I think I would.
Wow.
And there's really no connection either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is I think that's what hurt it, is at least like...
Everything connected.
That there was at least a line. It's almost like, you know, you just watched Age of Ultron with all your favorites, now get ready for Ant-Man. Thank God Ant-Man worked.
Yeah, Ant-Man was better than Ninjago.
That's what I'm saying, is like, you know, you've just watched everybody in Lego Movie, then featuring Lego Batman, then watch Lego Batman, and then it's like, Ninjago has nothing really to do with anything.
Yeah, and again, I think they were getting a little cocky, because this is the first time that they released two movies in the same year. It was Ninjago and Lego Batman 2017.
Poor choice, and I think that you can tell, too, that more resources went to Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not very much. How much did I say that budget was? It was...
You didn't have a budget.
I'm sorry, not budget. The global table. 123. Ouch. I think that was the
I wish I had $123 million, but still, like, that, you know.
I think that was the first nail in the coffin, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where people started losing faith, you know, in the franchise. And then after that, we get Lego 2.
Yeah.
And it made more than that, thankfully. Yeah. But $192 million globally. Man, yeah. That's less than half of the first movie.
Yeah.
Almost $500 million for the first. Yeah.
And what year did that come out?
2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still pre, you know, pandemic and all that.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I was wondering.
Is that...
2020 was the
pandemic. Google, when did the Lego Movie 2 come out?
In the United States of America, the Lego Movie 2, the second part, was released on February 8th, 2019.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, you're right, though. So that was...
Which is weird, because I would think that, like, you know, if it dropped in 2020, that would definitely hurt its numbers. But that's still pre...
Is that pre?
Yeah.
When did COVID really kick off?
2020. It was right at the beginning of 2020.
Hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. So do you think it was Ninjago that hurt this, and then people just lost interest in Lego? I mean,
the other thing, though, too, is... Because when Lego... So 2014, original Lego movie, then 5 years later in 2019 is a sequel?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is
that's
like,
that's a big jump.
Well, I mean,
it?
Think about that, too. Is like kids grow up like in 5 years. Like, kid goes sees a movie when he's five.
Yeah,
then he goes
yeah.
and sees it again. Is he going to really go when he's 10? No, he's thinking about other things.
Or even better, goes at 12.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he's worried about chicks and,
yeah.
you know, getting a car at 16.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is like, you got to kind of... Think about your audience.
Maybe nostalgia will pull him back in, but
maybe
it won't.
Yeah.
You know, I lost a lot of things when I was turning 16, 17, 18.
Yeah, you're worried about other stuff.
That's when I got out of wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, so people change.
Now you're back in.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. By the way, did you like WrestleMania?
Loved it.
Okay.
Cinema. Literal cinema.
I know you're a big wrestling fan.
I think probably... The best ending of a WrestleMania ever.
Wow.
That,
and this is coming from a hardcore wrestling nerd.
Yeah. And I could see people arguing Daniel Bryan in 2014, I think it was. But Bryan's was predictable, I feel like. This, there was multiple times I thought Cody Rhodes might actually lose to Roman Reigns again. Even though in the back of my head, I'm like, there's no way. They can't have him lose two years in a row. But, like, there were some moments where I felt like it. You saw The Rock. You saw Undertaker. You saw John Cena. Like, I mean, it just good stuff,
you
man.
And I have talked and bullshitted for long enough now. Like, I yeah. know when you're just, like, you're kind of into something or,
yeah.
like, you're really into something. And one of those ways is, like, you'll stop and you're like, Brad, listen to me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Focus up. Yeah.
It's great.
It is.
And that's how you were talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, you were sold, man.
Again, it's really good. And I've like, everyone I've explained it to has actually been like, because the girls asked me at work and stuff like that. And they were just like, that actually does sound really neat. When I broke down like the last 5 minutes of it. And I'm like, yeah, like it, the night, so on night one, they do like post-match interviews now, kind of like UFC. And one of them said, it's like, no, the storytelling now, it like is more like Game of Thrones. And I want people to be watching for that kind of stuff. So I'm like,
okay,
whoa, okay. And so I was watching for those nuances because they can't talk. You just have to watch their actions and stuff like that. And by God, there was some stuff that like harkened back to like 10 years ago with them.
Okay.
And I'm just like, that's cool. So anyway. So
if I want to watch any of that, I can watch that. Can I watch that on Peacock?
Yes. You watch the whole thing on Peacock.
I might do that.
Watch the last match.
You're kind of selling me on it.
Get pumped, man.
Okay.
If you're not doing anything, watch WrestleMania Night 2, last match, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes.
Is The Rock selling the heel?
Dude, he's the baddest mofo
okay.
on the planet. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
There's a part... He rock bottoms John Cena, and then he just stands over him, and then just goes, get the fuck out of my ring. It's like, it is insane.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, I believe it. I believe it, because he's playing the corporate boss.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your excitement, so you
yeah.
might have me watch it a
one
little
match.
Bit.
That's all,
okay,
that's all
one
you
match.
Do. Yeah,
one
match.
Match.
Yeah.
I forget how we got on this tangent, but back to Lego.
Yeah.
Did you like Lego, too?
It's fine. It's not nearly as good as the first one.
I think there's some really great... I think there's some great stuff. The music's great.
There is. There is.
I
like Rex.
I like Lego, too.
Yeah, and I like Rex. That was his name, right? Him from the future with the raptors.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like the movie and you forgot about that?
It's, like, so it's been a couple years since I've seen it. Like
yeah.
Maybe two, three?
Yeah.
It's something I revisit, you know, every couple years with my daughter.
Yeah.
But now that you're saying that, yeah, it's all coming.
Yeah,
coming
his name was Rex, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
And then he's got the Raptors, and it's him from the future that, like, you know, that he lost Lifestyle, right?
Wildstyle.
But Lifestyle's an artist on Instagram, my bad.
And then it's like the opening is very Mad Max, you know? Yes. So it was like the post-apocalyptic Lego movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, not as good as the first one, but you know what? I would almost say, don't know if you'll agree with me, but I think it's pretty comparable to Lego 1.
I like Lego 1 more. I think it's just because Lego 2 does get real bleak in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the Emmett's the bad guy. Bad guy, in quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the alternate him, where I'm like, I've seen that a lot. It was in X-Men.
What was the big song in that movie? Because they had a great song for that one.
Yes, I was going to say that it's another... it's another Lonely Island song, isn't it?
Yeah, which, man, that's a great... talking about the creative team, man. Yes. Like, Lonely Island did the music for both those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Lego 2 movie song. Let's see what they got here. Dude, Lego Batman 2 has a great song, too, at the end. Friends are family.
Yes, that is good. Dude... Who knew that Zach Galifianakis could play the Joker?
Oh my God.
He kills it. Worth a Google.
Worth a Google.
Yes.
There are so many lines.
It's great.
In that. Yeah, nothing's showing up right away with my, just like a quick.
Did you type in Lonely Island, Lego Movie 2?
Yeah, like I'm seeing the catchy song.
I think that's what it's called.
Not Evil.
I think that is it, the catchy song.
I do remember, like, the soundtrack is really good for Lego 2, but I like it. I don't think it was, it sucks that it made $192 million.
Yeah.
I don't think it deserved that.
Yeah. I wonder if it was going up against something that weekend.
Could be.
Dude, like, 2019 was insane, because Game of Thrones ended, Star Wars ended, and Endgame was also that year, too. So I bet it went up against something that it just couldn't, like... It didn't have legs.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
So your favorite movie out of these four?
It's Batman.
Yeah, easily,
yes,
right?
It's Batman. And granted, I like Batman. So if we're gonna just, I think the first Lego movie is really great.
Yeah, it's great. But I think Lego Batman is on my short list to nominate for Pantheon every year.
Yeah.
And I haven't pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
That's how much I love Lego Batman.
It's a great flick.
I think some people kind of put their nose up to animation over live action. There's probably a lot of people that haven't even seen Lego Movie because they're just like, oh, it's a kid's movie. It's animated. Guys, if you haven't watched Lego Batman or if you didn't take it serious, like, it is really good.
Yeah.
Pantheon. You think it's Pantheon?
Batman?
Would you vote yes for Pantheon?
I mean, there's other Batman movies in Pantheon, aren't there? Yeah, Dark Knight.
But you even said the top of this.
But I said... Lego Batman.
Best Batman movie.
Arguably the best Batman movie.
Okay, arguably. Do you think it is?
I think that I put it in my top three. Cause
right next to Batman and Robin and...
Yeah, and Batman Forever. It's like this. No, but I mean, I would put it up there with The Batman. With Rob Bat, Bat, and Bat. And then I really like Batman 89. And then, Lego Batman. And then I'd probably do... Batman Begins, then maybe Mask of the Phantasm.
Okay.
That might be my top five.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not going to try to rank them.
Yeah,
right
I don't
now.
Know. I'm just like, just.
But
just
I tell
clicking.
You what, dude.
I don't like Dark Knight like everyone else does.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
Dark Knight's great because Joker. But yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, it's not a great Batman movie, though. So.
This understands the Batman Joker dynamic.
Well, that's the whole thing. This is a Batman movie.
Yeah, it's a celebration of Batman. It's a celebration of DC. It's a love letter to Batman.
Yes.
There are, like, I think they have all the Batmobiles.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, it's cool.
They have Tom Hardy's Bane.
Yeah.
I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
I'm your Reckoning.
Like, so it's just like little things like that, you know? It's a blink and you miss it moment, but they have, what's his name? The dude who throws...
Condiment King.
Condiment King.
Yeah, I just knew that's who you were going to be talking about.
Yeah. He throws something at the Batman spotlight.
Yeah.
And no one can see the spotlight. I think it's like an egg.
Isn't it ketchup and mustard or is it Eggman?
It's Eggman!
Yeah.
It's Eggman.
Vincent Price. Yeah.
He throws an egg at the Batman spotlight and no one can see the light. And he goes, ha! It's like, dude, shit like that.
Yeah.
Is so funny to me, man. There's so many lines in Lego Batman.
Mijo.
It's so creative, man. There's just lines in this movie that just crack me up.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad's gonna happen to me. Nothing bad's gonna happen to me.
I like the, is he watching Jerry Maguire? He's sitting there crying. Yeah. He just wants a family. Yeah.
He's afraid of... someone thinks he's afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, clown snakes. I hate clown snakes. Anyway, I love Lego Batman. I think it's such a good movie, dude.
Yeah.
Such a good movie. I might have to nominate it for Pantheon next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending... How cool is the ending of that movie?
Where they open up like the vortex or the multiverse, basically, and all the bad guys.
Yeah,
come.
the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
Like, so again, something DC, right?
Yeah.
And all of the Warner Brothers properties are in the Phantom Zone. So you have like, you know, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, the Eye of Sauron. Yeah.
Yeah, Doctor Who. Is Doctor Who Warner Brothers? Is that something they leased?
I think that's something that they
leased. Okay, it doesn't matter. But yeah, all of these characters show up from the Phantom Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those the coolest sandbox moments in movie history where it's like it replicates that feeling of being a kid.
You're just playing with your toys.
All your toys. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers. It's like they did that, but with franchises.
Everybody's teaming up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this turned into just a Lego Batman jerk-off episode. Whatever.
Yeah.
So let's continue that.
Yeah.
Do you know what sucks the most, though, about Warner Brothers passing the rights off to Universal?
Universal doesn't have nearly as many cool properties.
Yeah, okay, that's the second.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
I think the thing that sucks the most is no Lego Batman 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they don't own Batman.
Did you know the Rick and Morty guys wrote a script for Lego Batman 2?
I did not.
I actually pulled up an interview here from Chris McKay, who directed Lego Batman. Just envision this, okay?
I'm envisioning.
He said... The structure for Lego Batman 2 was a lot like Godfather Part 2. The movie was also very Boogie Nights-esque. And it was going to be really funny. Stop there.
Okay.
What did I say?
The Godfather Part 2 and Boogie Nights.
That is bonkers already, okay?
Yeah.
It was a story about Batman's relationship to the Justice League and Superman. It was about how hard it is to change, to commit to change, to stay on the new road you've carved for yourself, especially when maybe you weren't such a good guy to your friends. Your old friends might not be able to see the new you. They might still live in the past. But as the movie and Robin finds out, the past might be more complicated than it seems. And it was ultimately going to answer the question, how do you become super friends? Which I like that, dude. That's awesome right there. There was going to be a crossover with a major franchise that can only happen in a Lego movie. That gets me thinking right there. And it was going to be titled Lego Batman 2 Super Friends.
Okay.
What the fuck, Seth?
Is this the best thing that we're never going to see?
Yeah. Best thing we will never see.
Yeah.
How bad do you want... I want to watch this right now.
That seems wild. Question. Over under. Is it better than BBS?
Oh, yeah. It's better than the whole fucking Snyderverse. Is that a serious question?
I just was curious. Like,
Justin, do you want to see that?
Oh, yeah.
Super Friends meets Godfather Part 2 meets Boogie Nights.
It's weird. It's a weird concoction.
I think that sounds fucking original.
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
And in this day and age, I could use something original.
Yeah, right?
I don't know about you. Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Somewhere out there in the multiverse, dude.
That's there.
Yeah, there's countless versions of this movie.
Yeah.
Except for our fucking universe.
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there was one thing I could say, like, I want that. If I was a billionaire, dude.
Make that happen.
This would happen tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just makes me angry.
I'd be paying somebody to make this to happen. Yeah. Huh? Gotcha.
So what other franchise do you think he's talking about here that was going to show up in this movie? That only works in the Lego universe.
I'm trying to
Lego
even
universe.
Think about, like, what properties does Lego own? That's the whole thing. Is like, I don't have a clue. That, like, because, like, what are some of the niche stuff? Like, Seinfeld, there's a Seinfeld Lego set, there's a Big Bang Theory, I'm just trying to think of really niche stuff that I've only seen.
There was going to be a crossover with a major franchise.
Major, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Avatar? There was Avatar Legos? Maybe? I don't know.
So they'd have to lease that, so if you're leasing something, I would lease, like, Star Wars or Marvel.
Yeah.
Dude, that would have been huge.
That would have been, maybe that would be it, is if they get Marvel to, like, Superman and... Superman and Spider-Man.
See, I think that could have took them back up, depending on what that franchise was.
And who they cast and everything,
There was going to be a crossover with a major franchise that only that could only happen in a Lego movie.
I bet you're right. God I bet damn. It is Marvel. Now that you're sitting and thinking about it.
Yeah, I think that would have made more than Lego 1. It wouldn't have been a $1 billion movie, probably.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Do you think like $800 million or something like that?
Maybe. I think only thing I do know is I think it would have made more than Lego 1. So $556 million, I would put money on.
Yeah.
You know, in a world right now where you have Oppenheimer making like $800, $900 million.
Yeah.
Barbie making $1 billion. Top Gun going over $1 billion.
Yeah.
I think if you do a Marvel
DC crossover
or even Star Wars DC.
Yeah.
I think this could have made at least $600 million.
Yeah.
No, if not gone over the top.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm just so curious what this movie would have been like.
Yeah.
So anyway, no Lego Batman 2, no Lego Movie 3. Looks like it's going to be a complete reboot over at Universal.
Supposedly, they've got 1 year to make that happen.
Yeah, and again, I don't see it happening, man.
You haven't said it yet. Universal owns the rights to Wild Style and Emmett, so they can't have those characters.
Warner Brothers, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But Warner Brothers has the rights to, like, Emmett and Wild Style. Like, I mean, Universal can't even use those. They'd have to lease those characters out. Yeah. And so you're already starting
fresh.
Negative. So you'd have to start fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the question is, with you bringing that up, can Universal recapture that magic?
Heck no.
I don't think
Double
so.
Double-decker couch? You're not getting that? It's like, you're not going to be able to do that? Builders? You're not going to be able to do that.
Double-decker couch.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't.
They're going to have a hard time.
They blew the load on the first one.
It's they're going to have a hard time recapturing the magic of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I think that magic was double-decker couches.
Yeah.
It was Lord and Miller who went on to do one of the greatest animated movies of all time, you know, with Spider-Verse.
Yes.
That magic was Chris McKay, who directed Lego Batman.
Yeah.
I think he also worked on Lego movies.
Yeah.
That magic was Dan Lin, who produced all of the Lego movies. That magic, Seth, was Lonely Island.
Yeah. Everything was awesome.
Yeah. So without those people being involved, like, I don't know how much I give a shit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Because at that point, you just have the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like rebooting Batman over and over
exactly.
and over and over, where it's like, no, some Batmans work, some teams work, other ones don't.
Can you imagine watching a Lego movie without, you know, that magic, that creative team?
Well, could you imagine, too, when people, you know, see the trailer and they're expecting more Lego movie and it's something completely different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they can.
It almost reminds me of like people who only saw Adam West Batman, then they go to see Michael Keaton Batman, and they're just like, "What is this? This isn't Batman." I feel like people would be going, "This isn't Lego."
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna feel like Ninjago. You know how I said that Ninjago wasn't as funny?
Yeah.
It's gonna be probably just like that. It's gonna be like, it's okay. I'm getting. It looks familiar, but that creative team, it's going to feel bland and flat.
Just not getting it done. Yeah.
Yeah, I just... And do you care about any of the Universal... Like, sure, we like some of the Universal franchises, but do you give a shit about them in a Lego movie?
Is that Jurassic Park?
That's
the only one I can think of.
Jurassic Park. So one of your faves.
Jurassic Park?
Fast and the Furious.
Okay,
That could be fun with, like, a Dom showing up. Like,
but that's the whole thing is, like, what? So you get Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
It's all about family.
Exactly. just drives off, yeah.
But again, that works if you have a good creative team.
Yeah, you can't just have Dom show up.
Yeah, like, it's like, because then it's like, fine, we got Dom, but the writing's not good. It's not funny.
Yeah.
You also have the Universal Monsters. So what? Like, he pulls up, and, you know, and
I want your blood.
Dom shows up and, you know, he goes,
he's got the
street
mummy.
Racing with, you know, the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Is King Kong, is that Warner Brothers?
I don't know.
You got the Minions.
Over
and that's fun.
Yeah. But do you want to see them as Legos?
I mean, I would watch that, but if you ask me, hey, you get, okay, here's the question. Seth, you get Minions, Jurassic Park, Fast and the Furious, or Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings,
DC.
DC.
option two,
please. Yeah, right? Yeah. Easily, right? Yeah. You don't even have to think about that.
Yeah.
So, sounds like they're going to have to lease out some characters.
Yeah, something. Because I just don't give a shit about it. Sounds like already an uphill battle.
Yeah, it does. And maybe that's why they haven't done anything in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And again, like, that sounds fine, if King Kong's in there, Universal Monsters, Fast and the Furious, Jurassic Park, but without that creative team, that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can have, like, you can have good actors, and you can have good effects, but if your story sucks...
Yeah, or that humor isn't there, you know? Sure. And without a good creative team writing these characters, it'll just feel like your average, ordinary Lego bullshit.
Yeah.
How many of the cheap Lego movies are any good? Like, you know, you go to Disney Plus right now, and there's a laundry list of them.
For every one, you have like six that aren't very funny.
Yeah. And they look cheap. Yeah. Cheaper than...
Yeah, you know, than what we were getting.
Yeah, they're trying to...
They're not doing that kind of animation.
Yeah,
it's just different. Yeah, yeah, they're just doing... They're animating Legos rather than like... Literally, the Legos are the animation.
And at the top of this episode, I was talking about the lighting.
Yeah.
They're not worried about the lighting. They're trying to get this stuff out quick.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's made for Disney Plus, you know?
And like, it's made for kids.
Yeah,
it's made for kids. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's... they're fine for what they are, but I'm not a fan of that shit. Like, it's so... that writing's not there.
Well, it's for kids.
It's for kids, and that's fine. But you can't make $400 to $500 million... without connecting with us, the nerds, and your kids.
Yeah, we're the ones driving to the
theater. Every once in a while you can, right? Like, you know, name your movie that made $1 billion, like, you know, the last Pixar movie or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Frozen. There you go. Frozen made, you know, $1 billion. I don't give a fuck about Frozen. But...
Soundtrack was magical, Brad.
Yeah, I haven't seen Frozen for years. But I think the point, though, overall, you have a better chance... If the whole family is excited about it.
And then they go back again.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just don't know if Jurassic Park and Fast and Furious, the Universal Lego movie...
Can get that.
Can bring that kind of money in. Yeah. So
when was the last Fast and the Furious movie, too? Like, that's even another one that's been a while.
That's actually very interesting, though, because the last Fast and Furious movie is... They're actually losing money now, right?
Yes.
I think they're on the decline, finally. For a while, they're making fucking so much money.
Yeah.
Every movie out of the gate. But now I think they're finally, the audience is, you know...
Over it.
Yeah, exactly. A little over it. And so now you're going to put them in the Lego movie. Does anybody give a fuck about that?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're going to put them in Lego. Exactly. I'm just kind of doing bullshitting. But anyway, just very curious to see where all this leads.
I guess I think the best thing that could happen to it is that... That Warner Brothers gets the rights back and they start doing something with it. Yeah.
And so from what I understand, they're the ones that got rid of it.
Yeah, that they're the ones who dropped it off. But I mean, why not pick it back up for pennies on the dollar? I mean, you remember good story. Saban had Power Rangers.
Okay.
It started falling off. They sold it to Disney. Disney butchered it. And then Saban bought it back. For pennies on the dollar.
Really?
Then brought it back. That after Disney had just destroyed it. And then they were able to turn it back into a high-grossing thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I know that is possible. They could do that, yeah.
In this climate, I don't think that's going to happen just because of who's in charge over at Warner Brothers.
They can't.
What's his name? I forget his name.
Zaslav.
Zaslav. He cuts everything.
Yes.
You know? I doubt he'll pick this back up, but it does suck, man, because I'd like to see another 10 years of Lego movies over at Warner Brothers.
And they've got, you know, Lego Movie 2. Why not just wrap it all up?
Yeah, and that's what sucks, too, right? Because I would like to see it end.
Well, they were building to something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's always going to be one of those things where it's just like, it's unfortunate that that story didn't wrap up.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, I thought this was a fun conversation. And again, it blows me away that... The first Lego movie is already 10 years old.
We old, Brad. We old.
Man.
Yeah.
It's not just me, right? Like, you felt that way too. Like,
again, the whole thing is like, that's like the beginnings of Videoland. Like, that's when we were talking about it. It was like right around that time. So, yeah, we've been doing this for a while.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't me, because I was telling some people it's 10 years old. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, it's 10 years old, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's weird.
Like, it blows me away. Time flies, man.
It does. You're having fun.
Yeah. So, happy anniversary to the Lego movie.
Yeah.
I hope the next movie at Universal is good. We'll see what they do with the franchise.
Yes.
All about family.
It's all about family.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
All right, let's shut this mother down, Seth. Where can Videoland find you?
You can find me on X, and you can find me on Instagram, at LairdGeek, LairdGeek.
You can find me on AdventuresInVideoland.com. I'm on Instagram, but the conversation always begins and ends on
Facebook.
You've been listening to Criticism in its finest hour. Until next time, my good people.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool.